The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
I've never seen so many half-naked women in my life. It's episode 161 of Thinking... Wait, no, I see Pornhub every day. I've seen more naked women than this. Okay, bye, guys. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 161 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Who's on the phone?
And I'm Anna.
So we're going to talk for a few minutes about our pinup shoot that we did
Whole episode.
We're going to do a regular episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I said a few minutes. Get off my sack. So last week we did our pinup shoot for our sexy lady calendar, pinup calendar. That's the word I'm looking for. I've forgotten how to talk.
Well, words. This calendar.
We're gonna put photos in a calendar book.
We do calendar stuff with pictures of ladies.
Feel free to jump in at any time, Anna.
just yell. That's all we do. But so, first of all, with us, we have Anna, who is one of the photographers, my wife and daughter and I, know her as Bowser from Roller Derby, and of course we have Doyle, who's part of the show, but he also helped us take pictures, so we're going to talk a little bit about that, we're going to talk about the shoot in general. Oh God, my wife is
Bowser, hungry. I love you so much.
She can't hear you, she's
over
phone.
There.
No, I can hear her.
Bowser, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay.
Pussy. Did you say pussy?
No, I said proceed.
Oh.
Proceed. Oh. Or pussy, whatever.
Like, whoa.
Just calls her gash and walks away.
So, speaking of pussies.
Oh.
There's a lot of cats around here.
So, first off, Anna, how was the photo shoot for you?
From your perspective.
Just the photographer whenever I do like photo shoots and stuff like that, so being on both sides of the camera, it was crazy for me. It was totally surreal, but I had such a blast. I've never had a photo shoot like it before, so it was really crazy for me. But
We're looking at one of your pictures right now. It looks really good.
Damn. Yeah, of you.
Yeah. Oh, this dog's all wet.
one of the pussies is wet.
It's a dog.
I'm gonna beat you up.
Oh, I almost passed out.
I went to pet it. It was just sopping wet.
What? What, Anna?
On Facebook right now, or are you guys just recording?
No, the next one will be our Facebook interaction.
Oh, okay, right. I was like, man, I can watch you.
So you're what's creepy? So you're you're gonna be in this one. If you want to join us, we're gonna be on Facebook here in about 20 minutes or so.
Oh, I can't get down there that fast. Poo.
What? No. I'm not saying here. On Facebook.
On your computer.
Oh, on Facebook. Okay, yeah. No, I watch you guys on Facebook when you
get. Oh, my gosh. Anna.
So.
I like to party.
So the level of energy that you bring to everything is stunning. How much coffee do you drink in the morning?
Honestly, this past year I just started drinking coffee again, and normally it's like 6 cold ice cube coffees because I freeze ice cubes in everything, or I freeze the coffee in the cubes, and then I pour this like protein drink underneath it, so I have all this energy for this protein, and I feel like I'm Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands, you know.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable knowing where you get your protein from.
I just don't know what to do with my hands.
She'll hear that later.
Yeah, I know. So how about you, Doyle? How was the photo shoot for you?
It was good. I was like half awake for most of it, but I still had quite a good time.
That's you just look sleepy. That's all.
Well, yeah,
you were up for fucking
ever. I didn't
ever.
Sleep.
Yeah,
just like now.
Yeah, just like today.
Which is why when I asked you how was the photo shoot, you said it was good.
No, I'm also trying to figure something out on the computer, but no, I had a good time. Like I said, it went. I think there were things which have nothing to do with the models that we could have personally planned better, and we know now for the future. But I still think it went well for like a we've never done this before. Let's try to figure out how to get 12 months worth of content into a single day in a like tiny bed and breakfast in Loveland.
Yeah.
For me, the space was fucking perfect for this first time. Like, there was enough space where you could go outside, which you did. There were enough rooms, you know what I mean? Maybe some of the months might look pretty similar to each other, but I think we did really well for the small space that we had, for
especially
sure.
Especially considering considering that we've never attempted anything remotely like this, and to have people comment that this is, like, the most organized photo shoot they've ever been to, I was like... That seems weird. Like, I feel like we're fuck-ups.
Kayla said that.
Yeah.
And some of that is, for me, mostly because I'm doing my best to be as organized as possible because this is the first time we've ever done this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I was talking about things, like, from a...
photography standpoint.
And even then, it's stuff that I wouldn't have thought of either because I've never done it before, but doing it... Like, there was nothing wrong with how we did it. It still came out great. But just, like, having a space where rooms are a little bigger to where you can get different angles or get...
So you can get around stuff.
Yeah, like, but I mean, that's all stuff that we just know for next time.
Well, and some of that is because we're working on a limited budget in the sense that we don't want to spend a ton of money on something that we know is not going to make that money back.
Yeah, and it probably doesn't help that we're both, like, the hugest human beings we know.
That's not true.
No. He's only small in some areas.
Yeah.
It's his brain.
Well, that's one of the some areas.
The other one's my dick.
The other brain.
It is totally true.
And Anna, I had almost nothing but praise for you personally. But from all the models too, I didn't even think about it honestly until it happened and somebody said it. But I didn't even think that having three or four dudes there and no other female that we know would be weird.
I did,
and it's really not even something I thought of, because I've never done it before. So having
it was on my radar for sure.
Anna didn't think about it either, but
It's a professional establishment, you know?
Yeah,
like,
professional. Real professional.
Well, it's an LLC. If something crazy happened, you could sue the LLC. It's a real business.
For no money.
But
18 cents.
But you could feel it. Sterling. You could feel that there was almost no tension because Anna was there and the energy was there, and you know what I mean? And I didn't think about that until we were in the midst of what we were doing.
Right. I didn't really either, just because we had...
I've known a few times, but I think the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my entire life was, like, from that weekend, somebody said, you know, not only do I feel beautiful here, but I feel safe here. And that, to me, my life was totally made, because I've been to some places, like some photo shoots and stuff, where it's, like, the people are sneeze balls, and it's just, you get that gut feeling, like, you know, I don't like something, and have a good day type of thing, you know, but nobody felt that way, and that was the best compliment for me. Brought me to tears.
And I was, before we went, I was doing everything in my power to be like, hey, here, you know, if you want to call me, we can talk on the phone. We can text back and forth. Our faces are all over our social media.
Yeah.
You know, there are ways where you can go into the depths of the internet and find us and who we are. And so I tried to be as open book as possible to these women because it's half naked women in front of dudes they've never met before.
Right.
And at a house that's not ours.
Yeah. Yeah, no, as soon as like I started actually thinking about it, like way after we had started the process of doing it, I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of weird. But when we also, even after we had picked the models, we had picked a ton of like male models. So like the proportion was so different at that point that it just never occurred to me again, because I was like, well, a bunch of male models and female models will be there. Like, they all know that they're just here to do, like, you know, this business, basically. And then male model after male model after male model dropped out, and next thing we knew, it was just ladies. And I was like, huh, that's kind of weird.
It's not the way I thought that would go, by the way. I never thought that the people who would drop out eventually would be all males.
Right.
Never.
I never thought.
I think it would have been more awkward with dudes, more dudes there.
Maybe. I think for.
Because, well, we're not. Despite anything negative about us, I don't think we're creepy at all. But there's no saying that, like, four random guys half naked that we don't know aren't going to be creepy.
It's true.
It's hard for me to be creepy because I'm just chubby with curly hair, so. Yeah. I don't know.
It's He's got weird. A chubby right now, even.
You'd never know.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, there comes that back again. That's
so
funny.
Like, ooh, I don't know, like Desi.
Oh, this is getting weird. This is getting weird.
So we had the old man, mm-hmm. I think, who tried to send me a naked picture, but it ended up not being naked. He was like 75.
Yeah.
But he the day, I think that a few days beforehand, maybe a week before, he's like, what are we doing as far as wardrobe? And I was like, well, I mean, that's up to you. You know, it's coming from your collection. You know, the nakedness is really up to you. And his email after that was, I'm comfortable naked. And I said, well, that's not really what we're doing.
We're not comfortable when you're naked. Yeah.
So I don't know if that was like – I had those times where I was like, I don't know if I'm being catfished or if people think I'm trying to catfish them. Like you, I had both the ways around. Like, I don't know if the old dude thought I was looking for an HJ. I saw
some of those Facebook messages, and some of these guys just wanted to show up and whip their dongs out and stand there.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's weird. I would, you know, so it's that moment where you realize that guys are fucking gross. Like, I would never take a picture of my dick and Facebook message it to somebody, no. But I know for a fact it's happened to one of my kids. Like, I just know that. And that, dude, they're oh, on Snapchat all the time. I guarantee they've seen some dude's dong for no reason. Because he's just straight Snapchat.
Well, it might have been for some reason.
Well, right.
You've done like chat roulette. You totally did it for nothing.
It's like one of those things where, like, I felt comfortable seeing one of my coworkers in her underwear because I know she's just there to take pictures, right. And it's not fucking weird. Her boyfriend's standing right there. I'm friends with him too. We're all just talking and having fun. You know, Juan is there, and all my friends are hanging out, and nothing got awkward and weird. And now I can joke about how I've seen her in her underwear, and she jokes about how she wishes she could see me in mine, and I'm like, no, that's hard no, I'm gross.
There were two times that I noticed. One time was with the older lady. I think the awkward came from her end of not – because her email to me was she was trying to do this because she wants to get into – her words were kind of MILF glamour kind of
right.
things. And I was like, all right, that's fine, whatever.
Well, she still has her body.
Well, she still
said.
Looks beautiful. Yeah. And which so I – her
– Beverly.
The, yeah, the older lady.
One
no, the
last
one.
One.
The last one.
Yeah.
So she – her the awkwardness there was from her because I don't think she's ever done something like that. It didn't seem like she had.
Right.
And so you could tell, but – the cool thing was that Taylor and Shay were there, like, helping her, doing her hair, helping her with poses or whatever. And they were there making her more comfortable in a group of, like, I couldn't do anything about it. I don't know what
right.
the fuck I'm looking at.
I'd be like, you're doing a great
yeah,
job.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
And
I think having music for them and, like, having some liquid courage as well, I guess. Like, treating them, making them feel like royalty, but, like... I love me some Lizzo. I'm gonna say I probably have not listened to Lizzo for like a week after the photo shoot just because I heard nothing but her. I love you, Lizzo. But I feel like having their song that makes them feel themselves, I think that totally helped them come out of their shells too.
I agree. I agree with you, Anna. The other one was the skinnier redhead. I don't want to throw names out there because I don't know, but she did really well, but her first outfit was just her simple red bra and panty outfit, and she saw Shaylee and she saw Taylor in kind of their, and Shaylee was very risque, a lot more risque than I thought she would be.
Yeah,
and she's like, fuck, I need to change, is what she said out loud. And she went back in and she changed into that white onesie thong thing. I don't know what the fuck that's called. But I was like, all right, well, it was another version of these other girls helping one other person feel a little bit more comfortable. And like, fuck, I can be a little bit more me or
a little bit,
take a chance or something, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Doyle accidentally walked in on two people.
Yeah, I don't want to go into that.
Having sex?
No.
Oh.
Dude, no. God, we would have definitely heard about that. That house was not big enough to get away with that.
Who did you walk in on?
I don't want to talk about that on the episode. I didn't want it to happen in real life.
It was just funny. He told me about it on the way back. And I'm not going to say, you know, who it was or anything.
But no one we've talked about so far.
He was like, I'm not sure if she was just like super comfortable with herself or she was making like a really passive pass at me because he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she was like, no, it's okay. No worries. Like, and more likely than not, with how comfortable everybody was and everybody just trying to change and get through their stuff,
yeah.
She probably was just like, yeah, whatever. We're sure. All here to do work, you know?
It was super awkward.
Go ahead.
Oh, I know.
Did you just say, I know?
Delightful.
Oh, man. So, for me, I had to leave in the middle because I had to help take care of kids, which sucked, and I was bummed that I didn't get to go to the whole thing. But it's okay, but the part of it that, like, I missed was so fun. Like, it was so good, and it just seemed to go smoothly, and everybody seemed to be having a really good time and enjoying themselves.
Fun. I think, like, we were only – on the normal, we're behind on pretty much fucking everything we do.
Like, right now.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking Gabe.
How's this my fault? You guys had, like, a 20-fucking-minute argument.
No. We weren't arguing. We weren't arguing. But we were only late, like – 20 or 30 minutes that day, which was really good. It went rather smooth for something we've never, ever done before.
Right.
So,
the curveballs that you guys had thrown away at the last second, even, like, I thought it was amazing.
Here's the thing, too, about that specifically. I specifically, for the last people who came in late, I said, this is what it is. You're going to be in lingerie. It's a boudoir calendar. That's what it is. And the girl who didn't show up, who was Facebooking us back and forth, one of her last messages before that day was, oh, don't worry about it. I'm perfectly fine in lingerie. And I was like, I don't get it. And then all of a sudden she was like,
I'm like, very uncomfortable. Yeah.
I was like, what?
Sometimes, you know, like, that was my first time only because it was just like, hey, so, you know, opportunity. It's like, you know, yes, today is the day, like, carpe diem, but sometimes people don't want carpe them diems quite yet.
We're all getting attacked right by the cats.
But it's true, like, it's... Go ahead.
No, she was laughing at you.
It's good because it was an opportunity for a lot of people to really, like, feel great about themselves. Yeah. And I feel bad for the one lady that backed out because she felt nervous, because it probably, once she got past those nerves, she probably would have fucking felt amazing at the end, because everybody came out of it talking about how awesome they felt, how empowered they felt, how much fun they had, how sexy they felt afterwards. Like, I mean, that's cool, you know? That's a good thing. Like, very rarely do I walk away from a day in my life and think to myself, man, somebody's going to think I look hot. Like, that doesn't happen to me. So being able to kind of gift that to, like, 10 people right. is really cool. And it bums me out that one person was just too uncomfortable to do it, you know? But I can't. I can't convince somebody online,
no.
Hey, I'm not a creep. I'm just some dude on Facebook right. you reached out to. You chose us.
And I was trying to ease her mind with pictures that we were taking through the day.
Yeah.
Because she had in the very beginning, right when we started shooting Sandy outside, she's like, hey, how's it going? Is everything going okay? And I said, yeah, we just started. Here's a couple pictures we've already taken. And to kind of be like, oh, fuck, these guys aren't creeper dudes trying to lure women into their homes. You know what I mean?
Lair.
Into the lair?
Into our lair, yeah.
I don't have a lair.
No, we don't. Creepy dudes have layers. Or vans. Layers and vans.
Onions have layers.
Calm down, Shrek. Oh, man. I don't know. It was a It was a good time.
Yeah,
like, it was really cool.
How did it feel to model then? I think you touched on it a little bit, but how did it feel for us to slam you into the calendar all of a sudden?
It was good. I'm not gonna lie. Like because I've done photo shoots before. I've done like female empowerment photo shoots, so I've been like, I've seen everybody. I've dressed people because I do like the fashion shows and stuff like that. But like being on there, I froze at first because I was like, okay, you think you know what you look like sexy in your mind, but then when a camera comes up, it's just like, oh my gosh, what's my name?
What's my face doing?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
I think you and your husband are going to enjoy the photos.
Huh?
I said I think you and your husband are going to enjoy the photos.
You know, I'm excited to look at myself. I'm not going to lie. That's one thing, but like having somebody actually captures, like, in my opinion, when people were not trying and when they were being themselves, like they felt silly when I was like, throw your head back and go. No. They felt silly at first, but then they started laughing because it was actually like, oh my god, I'm having fun. Those were the pictures like that were absolutely stunning to me when they were just being themselves.
We did hear like, that funny cackle throughout the whole
day. I fucking loved that because she's like, throw your head back and like laugh, make yourself laugh. And every person that did it, they would start out with fake laughter. And by the time they got to the end of their long laugh, they were like really laughing because they felt like such dorks, right? But it did exactly what she wanted them to do. It like broke down that barrier and kind of made them have fun. It forced them into fun.
Agreed.
Jesus, you're so tired.
Doyle is so tired right now.
I get that. But I also feel like high energy, you know? Like, I'm glad that I'm a type of person who has enough energy to give off to people throughout the day. I have a lot of spoons to spare. But, like, hopping around, making them feel like, you know, almost like Austin Powers photo shoot set, where you're like, I'm dead.
Yeah, baby.
Like, kind of silliness like that, people, they totally want, because it's like, you know, I can be myself, I can be silly too, I can start dancing, I can, like, pose myself, and then at that point, you don't even have to, like, direct them, it's come natural to them.
Well, I think that helps you forget that you're bearing yourself for the camera, you know what I mean? It, the comfortness sometimes takes the shield down, so you forget you're in bra, you forget you're wearing a thong or whatever you're wearing, you know?
I forget I'm wearing a thong all the time.
Mostly because it's just fucking jammed, stuck up there.
It's part of you.
Yeah. It's like 7 times too small.
It's so deep up there, it showed up on your ancestry report.
Wow.
Doyle finally showed up, guys.
So I think the consensus is that we thought it was enough of a success to do it again.
And I think the idea is to what I think a lot of the people were talking about is shooting a swimsuit calendar in the summer so that we have it ready to go next year.
Yeah, so I didn't know. I think one or two people said swimsuit. I was just aiming for summer. If we want to do swimsuit, I mean, that's fine.
I know some people that have like full access to a pool, so we probably could make that happen.
Oh, yeah, we do too. Our neighborhood pool, we can rent out, can't we?
Is it outside?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh my god, we need big leaves or feathers so we can have some cabana boys shading somebody. Oh.
I will straight be a cabana boy in the photo shoot.
I can't hear. Is Mel talking?
She's talking to
us?
The kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have cabana cats.
we have
a lot of cabana cats.
I do have a lot of cabana cats.
But I think the one thing Doyle was saying, or I had mentioned it, maybe you thought it was a better idea to start a lot earlier so we don't lose the light.
We should honestly be starting like fairly close to sunrise, which is miserable sounding, but if you're going to shoot 12, 13 people throughout the day, Anna was at the end of the day, which I felt bad towards the last 3 to 4 girls because they're just like the quality of photos isn't going to be as good. It's still pretty good, but it's like the light's just terrible, and we were just running out of time too, so we had to like rush them a little bit.
Yeah. Usually the butt crack of dawn is like the best time because of the lighting and stuff.
Yes.
It just depends on the season. Like it's starting to get dark at like 4:15 here versus like summertime it doesn't get dark till like 9.
Well, we're idiots and we didn't think about the idea until like 2 months ago. So it was something that we said and then it kind of trickled into something serious. And so now that we know what we're doing, we can set a date for summer. We can set a, you know, it can be a little, even though I think it was smooth, it can be a little bit more smooth starting it earlier in the morning. You know, if we decide to go do it on a pool or whatever, you know what I mean? We've
learned some lessons.
The thing is, then it becomes like the bikini calendar becomes like one shot because you're just around the pool.
Right.
You know, this one because you could choose this room or this corner or downstairs.
Well, I mean, you
could
set up different things for like a pool thing.
But
so.
I mean, I feel like hopefully we can sell some. It sounds like I know Albie's going to buy one or two at least. I'm giving away a shit ton of them.
Albie's buying one for the wall and one for personal use.
Oh, that's gross.
You know it's true.
I just like looking myself. Just kidding.
I don't know if that was a woo or a ew. So I'm gonna go with woo.
We're gonna go with woo.
Whatever you want with your calendars, Albie.
So why don't?
Me too.
So, oh, she said me too for her personal use.
Oh, okay then. So let's rate the photo shoot, obviously not like the people, but like the experience itself, the same way that we rate our movies.
Well, for me, it's a thumbs up. Okay. I mean, it's the first time I've ever done it, and it was so fun for me. You know, once we started going, and once everybody kind of started like, all right, these guys aren't weird. They're not going to rape me. There's nothing going on. It's really just a photo shoot.
Yeah.
The wheels started going. People were coming in and out. Photos were being thrown around. People were drinking champagne. Like, it was fun.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's a 10. It's up there. Yeah.
A 10
out
of 10.
I enjoyed the whole night.
Yes.
Wow. I think that's the first 10 out of 10 we've ever had on the show.
I don't think so.
No, I think so.
I thumbs up. But like you said, like, you know, I maybe some small minor things that I would wedge, like, make it better. But honestly, that was such an amazing experience. I cannot, like, 10 starred enough. Scratch and sniff sticker, you know.
Scratch and sniff sticker. That's a new rating.
Yeah.
That's the best, dude.
All right.
That is a high rating.
Hopefully
scratch and sniff sticker.
It's not banana because I hate bananas.
All right. How about you? What would you give it?
It's 2.75. Quarter halves of 3 cheeses.
It's a high rating.
Yeah,
it's thumbs up for sure. It was fun. Like I said, my only downside is tired. In the future, I'm just going to take that weekend off if we just know a little more in advance.
Yeah.
And like I said, like the few little things we just learned make those better. But besides that, it was fun. It was a good time.
Goddamn cats. Keep moving the
Gabriel.
Camera. I give it a thumbs up. I'm going to give it like an 8.9 out of 10 just because I didn't get to be there for the whole time.
Right.
My drawback was that I didn't get to help as much as I would have liked to. But I had a blast, and I ended up having fun with the kids too. So there's
blast.
That. It was good. It was a good time, man.
Tartar house.
So if you are listening to the show, of course, we want you to keep an eye out on our website, www.totlb.com.
You will buy a calendar.
You will buy a calendar. And if you don't buy a calendar, I'll do what Jay and Silent Bob do and show up at your house and be like, are you that sloppy bitch that didn't buy our calendar? And then kick your ass. Hey,
John Rink was liking a lot of stuff. He said the outfits were looking good. He might buy a calendar.
He probably will. I bet we can get quite a few of them sold. I bet we can sell tens and tens of them.
Yes.
So we're giving one to Doyle and all the Patreon supporters. We already said we're getting one. It sounds like we're giving them to all of the models. So Anna will get a calendar and everybody else.
And we'll probably try to figure out, like, because I know some of them do, like, I know Anna does her events where she sells stuff and like goes to like little craft fairs and stuff. So we can probably with the models figure out some way of getting them to them at cost so they can sell them at their events and stuff like that.
If we ever talk to John again, maybe he'll sell.
Maybe.
We won't get the money, but we'll sell.
The only problem I see is that we have probably like a now. We probably have like a 6 to 7 week window.
Yeah.
So I have to get it up on the website soon. And then probably only 2 or 3 weeks into January, my guess is that they're going to be viable. Because once you get into February, March,
yeah.
I think people are really looking for
But calendar. We can still leave
it's
them.
It's going to be up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the link down, but I think the prime time is now.
Is now.
We need to get the word out. The prime
time is probably in November.
Yeah. We need to get the word out. That's what we need to talk about for the next month.
Yeah, and we'll get it done, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, any last words, Anna?
We can do a February to February calendar. Be totally off book.
I really, really enjoyed.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
No, I love your face, Life Pony.
That's spooky. That wasn't even me.
She's on the phone. She can hear you. Christ.
You know. I can see you.
She loves her spooky.
I love my spooky. Anyway, but I had a blast. You know, like, there's a difference between the ones that I do and the ones you guys do, but it was not only professional. I felt like I was safer than a freaking bunny, you know? But not a doubt in my mind, I would do this again in a heartbeat, like 10 out of 10. Scratch and sniff sticker.
Scratch and sniff sticker. I'm going to start using scratch and sniff sticker.
You can't even say it. You're not going to use it.
Well, find us on our website, www.totlb.com. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Tim's still not here.
I'm me? Is that what you said?
No, I said hi.
She said
me.
Hi,
Anna.
Me.
I'm Nana.
Oh.
This has been episode 161 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.